And now we come to you, which we have said to you on a couple of different equations, but we haven't dwelled on it because you weren't ready to now take the step that we are leading you to take. And that is to alter your physical body out of fourth dimension into fifth dimension. Your physical body at a cellular and molecular level is a game changer. So when you use that second triad, you use it so effectively that at first it will frighten you. That second triad is an invaluable part of what the source of you gave to you when you embodied in your current form. And we talked about creating form and form. We cannot attempt to help you activate the fifth triad until we get some of this in play. And the process of changing your physical body into a fifth dimensional body, it requires of you to have a fifth dimensional body in order for you to have a fully functioning and active light body. So these are things we must attend to. So you will be using that second triad a lot to change your cells, to change yourself at a molecular level. Several years ago of your time, Metatron came to this specific group and said, your intention for coming into this embodiment was to change the body into a fifth dimensional body at a cellular and molecular level. And you could hardly believe what Metatron had just said to you. Some of you doubted it. Some of you are no longer with us because it was not your full path. But you are now at the juncture where it not only is needed, but it will be required for you to have more access to your light body in a functioning way. One of our members of this council, you know very well as Yeshua. Yeshua came into a very dense time in a fifth dimensional body. So you can imagine the difficulties of that life. After the crucifixion, when he came into that incarnation in a fifth dimensional body, his light body was not fully functioning until after the crucifixion. So once that was completed and he was in possession in his physicality with that light body and could travel in his Merkaba vehicle elsewhere so that he could come and go at his leisure for several years after that crucifixion. So this is your model. A member of our crucible, of your crucible, a member of your council of 12, who actually showed you the way, does not mean that you will be crucified. That has already been done. And we have moved beyond that. But it does mean that as we work with this light in these particular frequencies, that there will be certain implants that were put in play when you took on this body. They were put in play at the fall of Atlantis, when all the time locks were put in various places. But there were certain challenges that happened with the dark forces at that fall, because they had all but taken hold of the earth, and it was a Christed planet was slated to be totally destroyed. And Sunat Kamara, to bear the dark forces, the archons, surprise, even though it had to be in third dimension, saved the beloved Christed planet. Now, those implants, just like the time locks, were still there. And as you hold certain frequencies of light, and this is not to make you fearful, because you must hold them, dear ones. You must. And you must change your physical body into a functioning fifth dimensional body with the full use of your light body. But as those dark imprints were part of the third dimensional world, part of a third dimensional body, at certain sequences of frequency of light, they will automatically open and you will have to work with them. Some of you have already experienced those openings. So what you are required to do is to feel, to first of all, reject them and break that bond or that particular imprint and say, I do not agree to this. I am no longer a citizen of the third dimension. I am a fifth dimensional being of light. And I feel the void. I remove the imprint. I fill the void with light. So these are things that you must know moving forward. So can you understand why we have asked you to put this service project that you have been so dedicated to performing on hold till we get this firmly in place with you? And you are well on your way of creating a better life, not only for humanity, but for the earth. Then it will be time to resurrect your service project in a much different way. And we look forward to that time when you will all participate in facilitating that, because you will be very capable of doing just that. Now, I know you have a lot of questions that you will have moving forward, but we will begin in the next session on the 12th of June of your time to continue with this conversation and put in place very direct exercises to begin this process. So until then, we have a bit of homework for you to practice. And that is that second triad function. So it will take some time to research where all of that material is in your file. But most of you remember, although you haven't used that process in quite some time, because we haven't been using it in our classes. But that is an essential process that you could benefit from. Many of you have aging bodies, and I assure you that this will be a great benefit at a cellular level. It not only, the fact that you will have a fifth dimensional body, physical body, and a fully functioning light body. In this environment, by then, you will have all of those dark implants filled with light. It will not happen this year. The process, the foundation, as we have told you, began this year. It will take through at least the third year of this session, these sequences of teachings. However, you will make great strides and headway, because not on the light packets, the changes to the DNA structure, the use of the second triad, the use of the third and fourth triad, where Zeon particles, not only Zeon particles that you have struggled with creating, but you will create those. And that is another game changer. But we will talk about those things in their proper time sequence. For now, use this second triad. Help your cellular system repair itself with the great golden nectar. Help your blood with the liquid light, streaming that through all of your blood system, through your heart, the functioning of your heart. Stream it into all of your endocrinal system through your glandular system. So your glandular system functions not only efficiently, but coherently with the other glands in your body. So everything in the physical body is functioning coherently and in great light. This, you will find you have more energy. Your health is much different, because some of these diseases that over the years humanity has struggled with cannot exist in a functioning light body or in a functioning fifth dimensional body. Will you still have anomalies occur? Yes. Will you still have some illness in the course of these changes that we are going to help you make? Yes. But you have a solution. You are a creator in form, and you are capable of creating form within form, which is creating a different cell or regenerating a cell, creating chemicals in your body, in your endocrinal system, that support the function of your body. So practice this on simple little things. Do not have unexpected realizations. It is not going to happen overnight. It is a huge project in flux, in in movement. But I assure you, you are so dedicated, you are so light-filled, that it will be accomplished. It will require a lot of your time and attention. So with that, beloveds, we will close this session, but we would like to close it from your sacred heart center. So take a deep breath as you sit in this magnificent crystal vortex of light that supports you immeasurably. All of the beings sending you great love and Christed energy within this crucible. Every member of this council of 12 join together, those in form and those of us who have long since ascended into realms of the all. Feel the Christed energy pulsing through every part of your body. Feel that Christed energy pulsing through every particle of your light body. See how brilliant your light body is at this very moment. You are a magnificent vision of light, beloveds. Do not ever let that escape from your notice. Blessings, beloveds. Until we meet again, blessings.